Okay, so Perek Daled Mishnah Hey, 4-5. The point of this Mishnah, the main point of this Mishnah, is that when you pray, you're supposed to be physically oriented to face towards the Kaddish HaKadashim. And if you can't, because you're like so far away, then it's you might as well, you can, so to speak, just face towards Jerusalem. And if you're so far away, just face towards Israel. Maybe it's, if I said the other way, it'd be more intuitive. If you're sitting in New York and praying, just face towards Israel, because if I say Jerusalem, or if I say Kaddish, it's the same direction. As you get into Eretz Yisrael, you're oriented towards Jerusalem. If you're in Jerusalem, you face towards the Kaddish Kaddashim. But the sentiment is, in your mind's eye, so to speak, you're standing there praying towards the Kaddish Kaddashim. Really, what you're supposed to be doing is praying. Okay, why is that the din? Because all prayers go in, and all, like, Nebu, whatever, comes out through the space between where the Kruvim were. It was like that empty space between the Kruvim. Okay, that's where the portal is and out. That's the Shaar HaShemayim over there. Now, Chazal didn't say think of that because they're afraid you'll think of Kruvim. That's no good. Can't have a mind Kruvim when you're praying. It's the space between, which is empty. But so, Kaddish Kaddashim is, so to speak, good enough. That's as defined as they get. Although all the prayers do go through that place between the Kruvim. So that's what's going on here. So, you had an amazing experience once. On top of Eish HaTorah, there's a model of the Beis HaMikdash. So I went up there once with Rav Hillel Weinberg. That's Rav Noach Weinberg's son. And he looked at it was just sort of inaugurated. And he was looking at the model, and it was in front of the, like, overlooking the Kotel. But it's oriented the other way around, okay? So he was looking at this model, and he was like, sort of like, disoriented. And he said, I'm disoriented because whenever I pray, I always imagine in the Ishtar building there in the city, I always imagine myself facing directly towards the Kaddish Kaddashim. When I look at this thing, it's backwards. So I'm like, not how I imagine it. Isn't that, you hear that? Because he's always imagining it. He's confused because it's backwards. If you're not imagining it, it doesn't matter what orientation is. Anyways, so it was just amazing. So, but that's the idea. The idea is you're supposed to be praying physically towards the Kaddish Kaddashim. But obviously, the mission is, what if you can't? You're sitting on, in this case, a donkey, and you can't get off a donkey for argument's sake. So then you'd face mentally towards Kaddish Kaddashim. That's the sense of the mission. Here the actual words are, Hayrochav ala chamor. If you're riding on a donkey, then Yered, you should get off the donkey so you can face the proper direction and stand in a proper kavana. Me'enu yachal Yered, if you can't get off, let's say because your friends won't wait for you, I don't know, whatever. Or actually, the Gemara's case that brings that more relevant is, and gives you an insight, an important insight, you could get off, but the problem is you're afraid your donkey's going to run away. So you can't concentrate because your donkey's going to run away. So then you can't, that's also not, that means can't get off. So therefore, just sit on your donkey, yachzer es panav, and just turn your face, orient as much as you can towards Jerusalem. Towards Jerusalem that way, fine. B'me'enu yachzer achzer es panav, what if you can't? You're sitting on the airplane and you're flying away from Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael is to your back, and you can't turn around because the seatbelt sign is on, I don't know what, all the above. So then, for the record, I'm against you staying in the aisles, even if the seatbelt's not on. But that's a different story for a different time. But, what? Yeah, if you can sit. But I'm saying, if you're sitting and you're flying from Eretz Yisrael, then you're facing the wrong way. That's this case here. And you can't, you're not, it's crazy. So then it says, Yechaven es libo, just direct your heart, meaning your mind should be as if you were facing towards Kereged based Kaddish HaKadashim, towards the Kaddish HaKadashim. That's the ideal. So, meaning, ideally you should be facing in your mind's eye towards Kaddish HaKadashim all the time, and your physical body should orient the same way, instead of pointing to Israel, whatever the story is. If you can't, at least in your mind's eye, in your heart, you should be directing your prayers in that direction, best as you can.